T-Mobile.
Back. I should have thought to do this after Woodruff Road because I'm coming up on that spot where I think it's a street sign or a billboard or something that completely wipes out the entire 2 meter band for me.
With spots like that.
Talking about when you're up northbound, it's like around mile 68 or something. There's, for some reason, a real bad spot there.
In a dip when you cross the river there, and it's like it just, you just lose it.
Thank you, JKT. Copter or a drone or something hovering over Woodruff Road. The light flashing pattern is not that of a standard helicopter, which makes me think it might be a drone, but it was a fairly large aerial vehicle.
These days, that's for sure.
There's this aerial traffic, and you know, cops have all these drones now. I was when I lived in Seneca, I was having dinner out on the lake at the Lake Kiwi Marina, and like three or four police drones flew overhead out over the lake. I think they have cameras on them, and they're using them looking for stuff.
None of those. I mean, those people out there on the lake, that most of them don't care at all.
Fear, you don't care about anything, I guess, but it has become such a problem on Hartwell and Kiwi that they have to do stuff like that, because especially on game days, oh my gosh, people go out there and they just cut it all up.
Take with my kayak on the little lake.
Alan, I've done that a few times. Thank you to Joe Cassie for that.
Lake once, and man, that sucker's huge and deep.
Cassie is that nobody has private docks on it because the level changes so much. So it's not nearly as busy as Kiwi or Hartwell.
Well, I'm getting ready to pull on my parking spot, so I'm going to say 7-3. You have an awesome day and that, and be safe out there, and I'll catch you again later on this week, KN4 TFW.
A great day, and be safe, and I'll text you with some stuff about chainsaws when I get to the office. So W2, JKT.
Roger that. Thank you.